Hey everybody, Sandman here. So welcome back to another recap of my most viewed Twitter post for the week. My Twitter page is in the description if you guys want to follow them as I put them up. There are also many ways to support this channel in the description, as I'm making these videos for free. Now on with the memes. This week's first one is a real big one, or two big ones. A trans teacher with Z-size prosthetic gazungas apparently only dresses as a lady with basketballs on her chest as a way to play the system. Because apparently he was spewing out too many red pills, and the school was contemplating canning him, so instead he probably dressed this way and drag-maxed to get them off his back. Number 2, Cloud World is in full effect, because now kids are being punished and suspended from school when their mothers do lonely fans. But they're probably doing the kid a favor because of all the other kids, they must be teasing them to no end. They can't exactly punish his mother though, because that would mean female accountability. In a way, though, they are punishing her because now she has to watch him instead of posing for simps. Next, we have a woman that was banned from Twitch while appearing to run over a dog while in the middle of a Twitch stream. And she wasn't even wearing a low-cut top for her fans. How tragic. Number 4, we have yet more double standard memes attacking Leonardo DiCaprio for supposedly dating a 19-year-old woman. 19 is old enough to bear it all online, but not old enough to get bare in front of Leo, it seems. Now he's been spotted with 21-year-old Josie Redmond, and let's see if the shame happens all over again. Next, we have Nick Davis and his three wives. Why would any man want to put himself through the torture of having three wives? It makes you wonder what they actually see in him. His schlong is probably so long that when they do the reverse cowgirl maneuver, he tickles their tonsils. He doesn't even work and he's a kept man as the women go out and earn all the money. Two of his wives also sort of look like sisters, which is a bit creepy. Moving on, we have a bunch of simps that are bowing down to women because they oppressed women in the past. Aaron Clary had an epic response meme that I just had to share with everyone. I think this is all pathetic, and all I can think of is the guy with the $5,000 to $10,000 camera that's bowing down and risking that it breaks. What's more painful, losing his pride or breaking his camera? Number 7 is the most viewed meme that I've ever posted on Twitter, with over 2.2 million views. I triggered a bunch of woke-tards because I created a new word that I won't be able to say and you'll have to read it yourselves. Apparently in London, they actually put those crossing lights with two female signs together. My mind went to a dirty place and thought, what if these are designated crossings for lesbians? I guess I successfully triggered 2 million wokies. Next is a woman that dumped her so-called boyfriend because he's the 150 pounds she dropped after being called fat and a whale by him. This woman shamed her boyfriend and dumped him because he called her fat. He couldn't even state the obvious without being punished. After posting this, I was shamed by another woman calling me an incel. How rude. Number 9, first we had the black man with three wives. Now meet the pregnant mommy-to-be with four fathers, for her one daughter. And she doesn't know which one is the happy dad-to-be. But we all know it's the guy at the bottom left. The other guys are just there for emotional support and to provide for her lifestyle. Plowing ahead, no pun intended. Don't you get it? Plowing ahead. Because this guy got a vag tattoo on the side of his cheek, and the artist responsibly tried to talk him out of getting it. Oh well, there goes his career at the Sizzler. On a side note, I read this story about penises getting bigger. Maybe a woman should get one tattooed to her face because then she'd become a real dickhead. Number 11 is a bit of dark humor. If you want to calm an angry woman, sometimes the best thing you can do for your own entertainment's sake is to ask her if she's got PMS or something. You know she's going to get pissed off even more. But sometimes if you say, I feel sorry for you that you have such bad PMS, sometimes the apology and the insult at the same time is enough to make her wet. Remember I said sometimes, not most of the time. Up next, when your friends ask you to go out with them to meet some chicks and get some pussy, you can tell them that you have more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much. Just don't let them catch you with the dick-flavored kettle chips. Instead, serve it to them without a bag, and then when they eat them, ask them if they're any good. When they say yes, then bring out the bag. Offer them more and then let them read the label. Bon appetit. Number 13, the next time someone tells you they have gender dysphoria and that they were born as a woman trapped inside a man's body, tell them, so were you, but that then you were born. But in the case of Chuck Norris, we all know that he lost his virginity long before his dad was even born. Chuck Norris is so powerful that he invented time travel and impregnated his mother with himself. Next, we have an update to the Brett Kavanaugh story. Looks like the woman that accused him of rape never even met him. Yet we were all told to believe all women. Will she ever get punished? Probably not. because the patriarchy will take pity on her this time. I'm kidding, there is no patriarchy, for all you new people out there. Number 15, we have an influencer that visited Auschwitz that took a butt shot smiling on the same tracks that camp victims were sent down. What was she doing when she toured the ovens? Making peace signs with duck lips while perking up her cleavage. Where are the accusations of anti-Semitism here? Why hasn't she been canceled for this behavior? Would that happen to a man if he did something as racy? Moving on, we have trans rights people trying to change the culture and shame straight men into becoming gay. They of course will claim that sleeping with a biological male with fake boobs and French manicures is not gay. What I want to know is who the other 2% of straight males are that are willing to sleep with trans women. It's probably 100%, but they just threw in the 2% to give those trans women some hope. Speaking of trans people, apparently there are female to male trans models with pregnant bellies in fashion shows now. Looks like we need God to do the great reset. These sorts of pregnant people existed when I was younger. We called them tomboys. Next, we have one of those before and after images of feminism, except this time it says wokeness below it. It's one hell of a drug if it can make you look unrecognizable, even more so than hard drugs. Number 18, we have that girl from Stranger Things and she's all grown up and turned 30. She's single with no kids and that's all right. Actually, that's not her, but it's probably going to be her in about 10 years or so. Number 19, up next we have a gold-digging young man that's banged himself a 76-year-old billionaire girlfriend. Nothing says lovin' like marrying a grandma. He says that it was love at first sight. Yeah, the first sight of cash. Anna Nicole Smith tried the same thing, and we all know how well that turned out for her. An older woman with a younger man is acceptable, but the other way around is not anymore, as the Leo memes just keep on coming. Number 20 shows you that many women want to get raped if the man is attractive enough for them. I'm not the one saying that. It's the women that are saying it. It's sad that for women, genes are more important than general behavior. I think this guy was released and eventually had a family and became a male model or something. Many unattractive female prison guards also get into that line of work so they can sleep with men like this. Up next, we have a they that doesn't want us to assume their identity and gender. They could go one of 105 ways when it comes to gender. But we don't have to work hard to assume this person's politics because we know exactly the way they are going. Her pronouns are probably unpronounceable unless you go back and watch Star Trek The Voyage Home and listen for the whale songs. She, too, is probably from San Francisco. Number 22, we have the definition of hoflation. Modern men have to work 5 times harder than their grandfathers for women that are 20 times worse. This post says that it's destroying men's desire to become provider protectors. Of course it is. The situation is making more men go their own way than ever. Eventually, when enough men walk away, women will experience simflation, where there won't be enough men to go around as emotional tampons. This next one wasn't all that popular, but I thought it was funny. What becomes easier to pick up the heavier it gets? A woman. When you're out with the boys and you see a fat woman, tell them that one, and they will laugh at her expense. Number 24, we have another awesome entry by Patrick Bateman. He clearly only values women for one thing and one thing only, and isn't ashamed of saying it, unlike men today. In the comments section under this, it was hard finding two answers. One disgruntled snowflake said, love and support, as if we believe that. I say they offer a man nagging and complaining. Looks like Kermit actually found something that women do offer, besides the sex. Up next, if you're thinking of going down on a woman, be extra careful, because this woman put poison on her pussy and then killed her husband. Well, at least she gave him a good last meal. I really wonder how she was found out. Number 26, if you thought the Ninja Turtles reboot movies were bad, then you ain't seen nothing yet. Apparently they're going to do a sequel to the franchise where they kill off the turtles, except for Michelangelo, and then replace them with female ones. I can't wait to hear Critical Drinker tear this thing apart. This week's last one is also an oldie but a goodie that gets the Simp of the Year award. He started dating her when she was pregnant and helped her with her on-again, off-again labor pains for an entire week. He helped her welcome her baby Ollie into the world. Usually you want to avoid single mothers, but some guys are so desperate these days that they're willing to find a girlfriend that's in the process of becoming a single mother. Guys are now willingly trapping themselves with another man's brood, and this has to be the worst thing in the world. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.